Okay, ready?
Yeah, let's get started.
Hello, welcome back to the Hen House. I'm Michaela.
And I'm Emily.
And today we're talking about selling pork.
Woohoo! Specifically pork.
Yeah, that's the other thing that we sell on the farm. We do chickens, eggs, turkeys sometimes, and pork. So today we're talking about selling pork.
Yay, that's exciting.
So welcome back. To everyone, we had a little bit of a mess up, I think, our scheduling. That was on me.
That's okay. So you were just in the mode.
I know. I usually post after every time we record, and I think it just got mixed up. I don't know what. So I guess we'll do 2 weeks
starting now.
I don't know. I'll look at the last one I posted, and I'll do 2 weeks from there and get on a better schedule.
Yeah. Actually, treat it like a present. We gave you two in a row.
Yeah.
Happy, merry, early Christmas.
Seriously. Ooh, should we bring this when we go to the cottage?
Oh, yeah. No, that would be really fun.
Record a couple episodes.
Yeah.
Christmas episodes. Well, post-Christmas episodes, I guess.
Yeah. Leading up to the new year.
Span had an idea.
Span had an idea. What? We'll have a camera
for Christmas episodes so you can be in pajamas. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, like a recorded episode?
Span just said a recorded episode with cocktails for Christmas.
Oh.
So we'll have to record that before Christmas then and upload it.
Like
a post-Christmas
in our Christmas pajamas.
Yeah.
Drinking beverages.
Yeah.
Beveragino.
That's a really good idea.
That's a great idea. That'd be fun.
We'll do that.
And I know most of you know what we look like. But for those who don't know what we look like, you'll see us.
In our Christmas pajamas. How cute.
That's the mode I'm in always. So. But what we were saying is because we go away to a cottage. Between Christmas and New Year's.
Yep.
So we just spend time. Michaela does lots of puzzles.
Yes, her and I Mia, love puzzling.
Or burn puzzles.
Okay. Sometimes there's puzzles that if you're a puzzler, you know where they're like soft pieces and they don't actually sit together. And we have burned puzzles before.
Stefan and I showed up a day after them, and this was my first time like going on vacation with them. For Christmas and stuff. And so I show up and we're there for literally probably 20 minutes. And Michaela and me were like, that's it. We're burning it. And I was like, what? And they like got up and threw the puzzle into the fire. And I was like,
it was honestly very therapeutic.
I was like, what is this? What the rest of the week's going to look like?
We couldn't do it. We had already done like two puzzles and this one was so not good.
It was just not it.
No, and like pieces were fitting together that like shouldn't have fit together. And they were like really small and flimsy and all of them were breaking. And we were just like, not it, sis. We're throwing this out.
I remember I like looked at Stefan and Amy, who are the non-puzzlers. And Lauren, I guess.
Yeah, Lauren refuses to puzzle.
Yeah, Lauren does not puzzle. But he was in charge of the fire. He made it roaring for you guys.
Yeah.
And I looked at them and I was like, oh, should we like stay out of the way? Like.
No, once it was done, our rage was over.
Yeah, and then you guys did a puzzle.
Yep.
And a new one, and it was much better.
Yeah, the felt back is really where it's at. If any of our family is listening and still need a Christmas present, a felt back Christmas or felt back puzzle is always a good option.
For Michaela, not for Emily. Emily does not enjoy puzzles. Yeah.
Will tries to puzzle, but he's colorblind, so it's unfortunate.
He's going to be like, thanks for calling me out,
Sorry, Will. I don't know if he listens to these anyways.
No, he does. He says he listens to them on Thursdays when he goes to work.
Oh, good.
He saves them. That's what he says.
All right.
Oh, we were saying, before we got into that, we were saying that we got a lot of good feedback from our last podcast, even with the weird where we got two in a row.
Yeah.
But like, people really had great things to say about what we talked about. Like they were... specifically, Aunt Joy told us even just today that she loved like that we shared that we love setting up Christmas and that it made her want to set up for Christmas.
Yeah,
which is
everyone's
awesome.
Getting in the cozy vibe, which is how fun is that?
Even though it was 16 degrees today.
Yeah, well, we needed it.
We did. I didn't. The lineup at the car wash today
I saw
was
that.
Insane.
Yep. Mother went through the car wash too.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. It was just, it was so big. Savannah saw a McLaren out today. I saw like a C7 Corvette out today. Like,
people are loving it.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was just what we needed to get us out of the little slumps and
into
the Christmas spirit.
We're ready for Christmas.
Yeah. We put up our Christmas tree at work.
Oh, nice.
And we have a Christmas tradition at Sideshift that, well, I guess it's mostly just a production Christmas tradition because I force everybody to do it, where we take 30 minutes out of our shift when the Christmas tree goes up and we build a Christmas ornament with only the stuff, like the parts that we have in the shop.
I love it.
So I built a snowman out of washers, solder, and a bushing for the top hat, and it turned out fantastic. I do say so myself. And Curtis made garland out of teepee.
Wow.
Yep. And Andrew made a little Christmas tree out of foam. And Cooper made a face. All the teenagers go for faces. And it turns out kind of, I mean, Cooper, if you're listening to this, it's great.
Sorry.
But yeah, so it's a cute little Christmas tradition. And then we keep them for the next year. We kind of have like homemade ornaments.
Oh, that's a great idea. I like that a lot.
So we're getting into the Christmas spirit too.
Yeah, Stefan and I half set up for Christmas. Mm. We did like the garland on our railing and we put up like the decorations, but we're not doing the tree just yet. We'll do that shortly because it was just going to be too much in one
We want a real Christmas tree, so we're kind of waiting a little bit, and November's busy, so.
Yes, I saw Independent started selling Christmas trees.
Okay. So. I think we might go hunting.
Fine. Yeah. And like cut down your own.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's cute.
It'll be cute, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so let's get into what we're talking about, selling pork. So this is kind of fitting because Lauren and I are going to a Christmas show this weekend. So by the time this comes out, I mean, this kind of poor planning, but it'll have already been happening, but unfortunate. But yeah, we're going to a Christmas holiday market this weekend for the second time. It's our second time going to this particular Christmas market.
Mm-hmm. My parents went last year and they said as soon as they walked in, they could smell the pork. They said it wafted through the whole place.
Yeah, we always, well, not always. It's only our second time doing a market. We hand out like samples of pulled ham. And
that's awesome.
It's a really big selling feature, honestly.
Well, yeah, people buy with their taste buds, you know, like if they're like, oh, shoot, if I could do, you know.
Yeah, people came back for it. We handed out like a full crock pot full of pulled ham.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so good. And that's with the recipe that you've posted before?
Yeah.
The one that's on your website, I think?
Yep, it's on our website. And so this year, we'll get into it. So.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, what should we do to prepare for a weekend of sales? One, we make pork.
That is number one.
Yeah, I like make a full recipe of our pulled ham recipe, and I make sure it's nice and warm, and we bring it on Saturday morning, and we start like handing it out. And honestly, ham's a great breakfast food. It's great lunch food. It's great dinner food. So even though the market starts at 10, people are kind of hankering for some ham, you know?
I could have ham any time of day.
Yeah.
Personally.
So it's a good sales method. And honestly, like, what do we do? Like, how do we make money off of that?
Yeah.
And like, what, draws people in at the market? Honestly, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had people try it and then... Mostly men would come by and try a sample of our ham. And then they'd be like, how much is that? And we'd be like, oh, it's blah, blah, blah. And they're like, okay, I'll be back. And then you see them come back with their wife and they're like, try that. And then the wife tries and then they're like, yeah, we'll get two hams, please. Or people will try. I had a girl say to me the last year that she was like, she tried our ham and she was like, honestly, I don't even eat meat. Like, I don't know why I'm buying this.
But wow, you liked sell ham. The vegetarians.
I know. She liked her ham so much that she decided to buy a ham. So that's pretty cool.
That should be like your business.
Our tagline, yeah.
Like, vegans even like our meat.
Honestly, I said that when we had our Thanksgiving sale, is that like it's turned people into ham lovers. Like one of my things is like, if you don't like ham, you're eating the wrong ham.
True.
People try it. Like Andrew, one of our employees at work, my coworker, he was like, I don't like ham. And I was like, I think you're eating the wrong ham. I'll make a ham for you.
Yeah.
And so we had a full ham day at Sideshift. And he was like, I was eating the wrong ham.
So, he was eating like the grocery store spiral hams or whatever.
Yeah. So I've made ham believers out of a lot of people.
Ham believers.
So we always make pork. We are handing out recipes this year, printed recipes. Oh, so I had nice. To like print and cut a bunch mm-hmm. of those. We make price lists and we decide on our sales. We normally do like market pricing. So we've nice. Like reduced our ham by a couple dollars per pound. We have to like go get cash from the store.
Do you take only cash or do you?
No, we do credit and debit, whatever. Like but with lots your little of people. Square thingy? Yeah, yeah, lots of people bring cash. So we have to have like petty cash.
Nice.
We have to like, so we have a freezer at our house. It's like, it's just small. And so we take that up to the market. So Lauren and I had to empty our freezer this week mm-hmm. so we could fill it with the ham and the, all the stuff
nice.
From the farm. And we have to, I have to design, which I haven't designed yet. I'm very behind is like our tablescape.
Oh,
so like,
I guess that's things you have to think about if you're going to a market.
Yeah. Like what is our table going to look like? How are we going to decorate it? Mm-hmm. What's like, because most people have like all the things they're selling.
True, on their to table. Decorate the table, like with their ornaments or their soaps yeah, or whatever.
But ours is a little different.
Right.
So we have to decide. I have to like think about what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. Normally I do pretty minimal.
Yeah. What did you do last year?
Very minimal. I had a tablecloth with like a Bon Appetit runner nice. Hanging. And then I had like little homes with like candles in them lit up and
nice.
Stuff. I do very minimal. I try to keep like the samples the main focus. Mm-hmm. And like I try to, the biggest thing about markets is like people are kind of walking by your table and you want it to be obvious what you're selling.
Right.
And like ours isn't obvious at yeah. all what we're selling.
It's not like, oh, they're selling soap.
Yeah. So like we have to make a point if we're going to sell to make a point of contact with every single person that walks by.
Right.
Like, oh, hey, how's it going? And then we're like, yeah. then they're like, oh, good. And like, we're selling pork.
Yeah.
Like from our farm. Mm-hmm. And so then we go into a conversation and like try a free sample and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So
nice.
Design our tablescape. So I've changed our linen tablecloth out for a green linen tablecloth this Ooh. Year. So it's going to be more festive. So this actually goes, I think the tablescape and like ordering bags and business cards and stuff, I'm going to explain. I wrote down to explain the thought behind our booth and like our vision for the brand. So mm-hmm. something that's really important, I'm going to get a little businessy here. But if you want to market your product and sell a product, like we charge a premium price for our pork because mm-hmm. we believe that it's a premium product. Mm-hmm. And so we take that idea through every single thing we do. Nice. Like, okay, so our business cards, they are premium business cards. They are mm-hmm. like triple thick business cards. When somebody picks that business card up and multiple people say it, they're like, oh, I thought this was multiple business cards. And it's kind of been a running joke. We say, yeah, like quality business cards for quality pork. Mm. And it's just because we take pride in how good mm-hmm. quality those are. We mm-hmm. pay extra money. We get them properly printed. We like make sure that they're quality. There and
yeah.
like we custom ordered stickers like of our logo that we nice. Print and we put on our bags so that when people are walking around the market they see our logo and they're like that's weird and they're like special quality again we paid more for them
right
but it does pay dividends because when you hand somebody a piece of meat it's not the most pleasant.
It's not gorgeous.
Yeah, it's not, you know,
well,
it doesn't look
this
good
is, but.
Until it's cooked yeah. and it's like, so to make it presentable, we put in a really nice shopping bag with
nice.
Like a rope handle and it goes with our colors and it's like people feel like they're literally getting a gift. Like
right.
they bought something expensive at an expensive store and they're getting a quality bag to go with it.
That's awesome.
And we printed the cards on like thick, sorry, recipe cards on like thick cardstock
nice.
So that they can actually just put it into their recipe.
Yeah, into their like the file folders
yeah.
or cookbooks or whatever.
And like
yeah.
they're meant to keep it. It's not just like a flimsy piece
of paper
printer paper.
That they're going to fold and put in their pocket.
Yeah, and lose. It's no, it's purposeful. It's meant to be like we make sure that the everything from the beginning of the customer experience to the end has quality written all over it.
That's awesome.
And like professionalism. And the idea behind that is, yeah, we pay for more money up front. Mm-hmm. But like it makes the customer feel like, wow, I paid this much and it's worth it.
Totally.
Not like I believe 100% the quality of the meat is worth it.
Mm-hmm.
But to them, they care about the customer experience because they mm-hmm. are the customer.
Yep.
And so if we take time to really tailor the experience to them and make them feel like right from the beginning they're getting a quality product, mm-hmm. then they're like, wow, this, not only is this meat worth the price I paid for it, but all of the things leading up to it was worth it.
Totally.
So that's a long way to say everything we do at this market,
it's for a reason,
needs to be of the utmost quality. And we really pride ourselves on, like, everything we do it to the max
mm-hmm.
so that we can be set apart. Like, totally. What sets us apart from the farm down the road? Well, we take the time to do all these things.
Yeah, totally.
And, like, package it properly and stuff. So that's kind of, like, our thought behind it. And then the kind of the last thing we have to do prepare for the market is we have to, like, go and set up.
Right.
We have to travel, set up, do the show, travel, like, take down.
Is it
come home.
Just Saturday?
Yeah, it's from Saturday from 10 to 3. So we have to go up tomorrow, Friday, to set up.
Nice.
Then we come home and then we go back up on Saturday morning. We do the show from 10 to 3 and then pack up and come back home. So it's a long weekend.
Yeah.
Then we spend Sunday, you know, bringing the freezer back to our place and stuff like that. So it's a really whole weekend.
Right.
I saw a little like TikTok meme where they're like, it's Christmas market season.
Yeah.
And so there's like a voice dub over that's like, wow, this is what $0 looks like. And this they're like setting things up. And honestly, is true. Like we don't get a paycheck for doing this. Like, sure, we get money to the farm for selling meat. But it's like, wow, this is what $0 looks like, spending your whole weekend setting up a Christmas market.
Like, here's 8 hours.
Yeah.
Well, that's
yeah. So Christmas market will be good. And we put a lot of thought into like marketing our brand at those places.
That's awesome. That's so good too. And like you said, like you're going to be seen around the market. So like if somebody's walking by, they're going to be like, wow, that's a nice bag. What's in it? Oh, meat? What?
Yeah.
You know, like, and they might come check it out and they might not have otherwise.
And like, I look around, I walk around to see what other people are doing. And like some people use like reusable, like grocery bags and stuff, which is nothing wrong with that. It's just like, I want to be like
noticed,
stand out.
Yeah. You want to be different.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like different. Why? Like not just. Yeah. No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really good. So how do you make money?
So the markets are really big.
Mm-hmm.
Push. Now we've only done 2 markets. I would like to get into more markets. The problem is time.
Of course.
So
because they're on weekends and
So markets is really where the money is. But we sell most of our meat like through cuts.
Mm-hmm.
So like we're bringing a bunch of cuts up to the market and people will buy individual cuts. They'll buy 2 packs of bacon. So we sell mostly through that, and that makes us quite a bit of money because we can tailor our cut price to make us money. And I wanted to say, like, for the first year of sales, honestly, we didn't make money. We lost a lot of money because we didn't quite have, like, you do market research and you're like, oh, that person's selling a pork chop for $12 and that person's selling a pork chop for $14. Like, maybe we'll go $13 in the middle.
Right.
And we didn't have our numbers of how much it was going to cost to feed.
Right.
First year, we didn't make money. This year, we're armed with a lot more knowledge. We know how much it's going to cost to feed the pigs. We know how much it's going to cost to butcher the pigs. We know all of those like variable factors. And so we honestly had to move our prices up just so that we could make money this year. And so people saw that price rate, that price increase. And we've had a harder time selling the meat we do have because of that price increase. But like, we can't do it for free.
No, you can't do it for free. No, it is still a business at the end of the day.
We have to make money somehow, and honestly our margins are very small in the business world, but we do our best to make it so that we make money but not also like just completely like soak money from our customers.
Yeah,
that's not what we're here for.
Yeah, you're not here to make a filthy dime, you know. You're
so we had to adjust our costs so that we could make money this year. That's honestly, that's the biggest way that we're going to make money. And we haven't sold all of our pork, so we don't know. We'll have to reevaluate all of our numbers at the time we sell all of it.
Right.
And see, hey, how much did we make? How much margins do we have? Et cetera, et cetera. Like, there's just so many variables. And I think after maybe 4 to 5 years, we probably would have more.
Right.
Of an answer.
Right.
So do we make money? Questionable. How we make money by talking to people, selling online, selling at markets, mm-hmm. Instagram, mm-hmm.
like word just, of mouth.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Like getting our brand, essentially our farm, out there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That's how we get like most opportunities to sell meat is mm-hmm. like word of mouth. Biggest one is word of mouth.
Well, and last year you guys donated to Jericho yeah. Road, right?
That's just a really good one too. So we donate to organizations in our community, which if you're in the business world, you know, like if you sponsor, let's say a golf tournament,
mm-hmm.
you're
mm-hmm.
like a headline sponsor mm-hmm. and you get... It's not free. I'm putting air quotes. You get that marketing from that sponsor. So yes. your money is going to something good, but in return, you do get something back. And that's the marketing of your name being out there to the whole organization. Yeah. And so we don't give to Jericho Road because we want our name out there. It's just an added bonus to us.
Yeah.
So we gave a quarter of a pig, which we're doing again to Jericho Road. And if you don't know what Jericho Road is, I'll mm-hmm. shout them out. They're a... organization in Ottawa who houses and rehabs specifically men with addictions.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have different houses and it's a really good program. You should check it out.
Mm-hmm.
We know a couple of people in the organization and each year they have an auction for
yes.
their program. And so we donated a quarter pig to that auction last year and we're doing the same thing this year.
Nice.
Yeah. And so we support them at Side Shift and at the farm. And, it just so happened last year, the person from CHRI Radio
yeah.
bet on our pig and like they did a whole post on us and like yes. so really, really cool things came from it.
Yeah. No, I remember when that happened. Yeah. CHRI, for people who don't know, is like a Christian family radio station that's local to the Ottawa area.
Yeah.
And I don't remember, but something else happened and she posted and I commented on her post
yeah.
and I said, hey, we have a podcast starting. Because, like, this was in Christmas, yes. and then she didn't get the pig till later and yeah. then posted about it. So, because we started this in, what, March?
Yeah.
Right? So, and I had commented, and then I put the link to our thing.
Yeah.
And, like, we got so many likes on it and stuff. Yeah. It was so cool.
yeah. Honestly, so it was really, really good marketing for us. It paid back, like,
yeah.
really good to
when
us.
We didn't even intend to anyways.
No, we were just expecting, hey, you know, all those people at the Christmas, mm-hmm. whatever, the auction... they're going to know that we have pork.
Yeah. And like, oh, Berkshire pigs. Yeah. Like, what's that? Right.
Cause they did like a blurb and it was cool. Yeah. That was our expectation is that like, oh, you know, these people do pork, you know, we're wealthy enough to give to this organization. Maybe mm-hmm. if we buy pork from somewhere, maybe we consider Ruoc yeah. next time we buy pork.
Yeah.
That was kind of our intention. And it turned out to be much more than what we had yes. thought, which was really, really cool. So yeah, we're super. Yeah.
Blessed. Super, yeah. And it was just cool because I remember when that was happening and it was just amazing.
Yeah.
Like it was like, wow, you guys weren't even expecting that. And like, I just remember because I follow them on Facebook.
Yeah.
So like, I remember seeing it and I was like, wait a second.
Yeah.
I know the really people cool. who own that farm.
Yeah. yeah. It was really, and also Google is a big one for us. Mm-hmm. So we started our Google. I should send out another call for reviews, but. We started our farm is now on Google and you can find it on maps and stuff like that. And I asked a bunch of our, subscribers, hey, would you mind, like, you've gotten meat from us and eggs, would you mind giving us a review? Is that okay to say, Stefan? What? That I asked our subscribers to give us a review? Okay. I don't know if you... Stefan's saying I'm not allowed to filter.
But and only pick the good ones.
No. Everybody yeah. who reviewed, like I just had said, hey, if you're willing and able, like it would be really helpful if you gave us a review. So some guy in Stittsville, he filled out a pig order form. And mm-hmm. whenever I have a new customer, I always like to say like, hey, it's just nice for us to know where you heard about our farm.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh, I just Googled, you know, farms in the area and yours came up with good reviews. So I decided to go with you guys.
That's awesome.
And I was like, what? That's crazy. Like, I don't like, yeah, it kind of blew my mind because I was like, I never expected, you know,
mm-hmm.
that to really happen. It was just kind of like, that's really cool. So he's picking up his meat tonight, which is exciting.
That's exciting. That's
so
super cool.
Actually, we should talk about this again. So he's a first time customer. He found us on the internet. He has no affiliation with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so normally we say, hey, come out to the farm. You can see where your meat comes from, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, we'll deliver it to them. But I made sure, like, my dad's going to be there with him. So I, like, made sure that my mom put out our special bags.
Nice.
And we, like, made an envelope for him with all of the recipes and, like, our own card and stuff like that. And it's just, again, about the customer experience, right? Like, he's coming all the way out to our farm.
Yep.
To pick up his meat. We want it to be, we want to present it well. And we want to mm-hmm. say, like, wow, you're giving us, you know, a certain amount of money. It's not cheap.
No.
And yep. thank you so much. And, like, this makes it worth it for you. Not just totally. The quality of meat, but, like, the experience behind it.
Well, yeah. And you're putting a lot of, like, not just, like, okay, here's our meat. It's, like, here's the experience that yes. comes along with it. Like, your dad's going to, like, shake his hand and, like,
yeah.
make that connection of, like, yeah, like, this is my home. I live here. And, like,
exactly.
you know, like, and kind of walk him through the kind of experience that, you know, not everybody gets.
Yeah, well, and, like, right? you get the thing that people need to realize is you get an experience whenever you buy something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you walk into the grocery store. That's an experience.
100%.
Like, in fact, grocery stores tailor that experience, right? Like, there's a mm-hmm. reason why your milk is at the back corner of the grocery store.
Yeah, because you've got to walk through
everything to get it.
And beside the chocolate, because, yep. of course, that's where the milk is.
yeah, so, like, they've tailored that experience, and so when people come to our farm, we always think about they are coming here for an experience. They're buying mm-hmm. pork, yes, but they've chosen mm-hmm. to buy pork from a local farm. And so we need to give them that experience. Mm-hmm. Come see the pigs. Come see how we do it. Ask us questions. And, like, that experience is important.
Mm-hmm.
And they're paying for it. They are literally paying for that experience,
yeah.
a quality dollar for it. So let's give it to them, you know.
It's exactly like, you know, like when you order something from, like, a small business online and they yes. send you, like, a handwritten card.
That's exactly
I am
right.
so much more likely to buy from them again because somebody took the time to write a little say.
Yeah.
Like, even it says, thanks so much for buying, like, means a lot or whatever. And it's signed by a name. It's like, oh my gosh, like, somebody took the time to yeah. write this. You know, like, I'm more apt to buy from them again because it was a great experience.
Or just to think about them, to think about another
yeah,
local
business.
Or tell
business. Somebody yeah. or, like, yeah, be like, oh, well, do all small businesses do that?
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just, it's super cool.
It's really, really important. And I think a lot of farms miss it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly, I do. Like, I think
well, yeah.
they just are like, yep, here's our meat. Like, come pick up your half pig.
Yeah, or we've talked about, like, the side of the road yeah. eggs thing, right? Like, nobody's there. Like, it's just kind of like you drop
yeah.
off your money and you pick up your carton of eggs, right? Like, you guys are making it personal.
Yeah.
And, like, you are personable, right? So it's
yeah.
like, you know, building that potential relationship that's even just for a brief moment.
Yeah.
Like,
and so I remember telling Kelly, well, you guys know Kelly, she
yes.
was on here. I said, you need to start thinking about yourself as a big farm. Like, you need to start thinking about yourself as bigger than you are because
mm-hmm.
people are going to be drawn to that, right? They're going to be drawn to the idea that, like, you have following, that you have like people. I printed off those things and hand cut the stupid, like, they're not stupid, but, like, I hand cut all
but you
the
did that
recipes.
For a long time
and I did that because we didn't have money to pay Staples to print them and cut them for us,
right?
But, like, large companies do that. They
right.
give you a handout, they give you a thank you card, they give you something.
Yep.
And so I was like, you know what, I'm gonna take my time and I'm gonna make it be like that. I am
20 paper cuts later,
yeah, that I am bigger than I am. And it pays off because
it
people
does.
Love it.
Yep.
So, like, you have to get into that mindset if you're gonna sell something
mm-hmm.
that's not a typical. So, like, pork isn't, like, not everybody's searching for, like, luxury pork. So you really need to think about how you're going to market and sell what you have as a niche.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So this is turning into more businessy than I think. That
no, it's good. I think it's great.
So we talked about how we kind of sell it.
Yeah.
And I think maybe the next thing we should talk about is where that money goes to.
Mm-hmm.
Because sure, we can sell the meat, but, like, typically it's offsetting a cost, like,
yeah.
That we've already put out.
Mm-hmm.
And so the piglets we grow cost a lot of money to feed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we're feeding 30 mouths of piglets, it costs us a substantially large amount. Like, I think at our peak, we were picking up a pallet every, like, 3 weeks of pig food.
Oh, my goodness.
And, like, that's expensive. It
yeah.
gets very expensive. So, one thing we do and we have done for the past 2 to 3 years is we have a friend named Philippe. We've talked about him on here before.
Mm-hmm.
he orders a certain amount of piglets from us each year, and he orders them at weaned, which means they're on their mom, and then we take them away from their mom at a certain age, usually around like 5 to 8 weeks. And if they're on their mom, we don't need to feed them grain. So we do right. not feed those piglets. It's not money out of our own pocket. And so then they get sold to Philippe.
Nice.
And so we've put zero money into those piglets, and we're getting a very large return.
Right.
So that's how we then feed the piglets that we do keep with right. Philippe's money. So we sell off enough weaned piglets that we can feed the herd we keep.
Nice. So. And generally how many does, or is it different every year?
It's different every year. Last year he wanted as much as we could give him, which was like 27 piglets, I think we gave.
Nice.
This year he's taking 20, and I hope I have another buyer who's going to take 3, and then we'll keep the remainder.
Nice.
So each year we kind of will decide what we want to keep and what we want to sell, just based mm-hmm. on how much we can sell, pork we can sell in cuts.
Right.
So we sent 13 last year, which is a little bit much, I think. So maybe we'll like knock it down to 9.
Right.
Maybe.
Okay.
And so we'll keep 9 for ourselves and sell the rest off at weaned.
Mm. Is there, this is kind of jumping to the next thing. Is there any like challenges with selling pork specifically?
Pork can be difficult to sell. Mm. Everybody loves beef and mm. everybody loves chicken, mm-hmm. but pork, some people are like, well, we've talked about it. They're eating the wrong ham, right?
Yes.
The yeah. pork from the grocery store, it's not great.
No.
And so it's a hard sell. It's a lot of education, and people have gotten their heads, I don't know from what, but that pork is bad for you, that there's lots of chemicals and right. growth hormones.
Or you hear a lot about of like the stuff like, you know, pig farms, and it's yeah. like, you know, like you, I don't know, the media doesn't always like showcase beautiful pigs. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like pork very well. They just don't. And so no. there's a big stigma around it. And so educating people, that's why Instagram is super helpful mm-hmm. to us, markets. So yeah, it's difficult. Like pork's not really like the number one top yeah. seller.
No, I was just curious if you guys had come across any challenges with that, because like the government regulates selling pork.
Yes.
Right?
So, well,
or kind of, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, so the government regulates, we can have as many pigs. So unlike chickens, like the government regulates, we can only have 300 chickens a year as a farm.
Right.
Until we start buying quota. Pigs are different. We can have as many pigs as we want without buying quota. But the catch is they need to be registered with the Canadian government, I think.
Huh.
Yeah, it's national registration. So we have to say how many pigs we have each year. We have to say how many pigs we've birthed. And if the pigs leave our farm, we need to do pig trace. So when Philippe picks up his 30 yeah. pigs, we have to fill out this whole government form.
Really?
Say that they've transported at this time. Philippe has to claim that they're now a part of his farm when he gets them there.
And so pork is the only thing, like people don't have to do that for beef or
nope.
chicken?
No, only pork.
And so why is that? Or do you know why?
So there's two kind of reasons. The first one that I know of is because, and it's probably less than now, is because of the unfortunate events that happened in BC with the serial killer.
Right.
Who, like, fed his pigs humans.
Yes.
And so people have... Oh, Lauren's saying that's not actually true.
They're an invasive species.
So what I heard, though, Lauren's now left, but what I heard is that was one of the reasons. So okay. maybe we should, in fact, let's
put that could be for the burn pile next week.
Yes. But the other reason why he's saying is because pigs are an invasive species. Mm-hmm. So if you follow Texas at all, they have a very...
Yeah,
large,
the boar problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wild boar problem. And so pigs are super resilient, and they can, if they get out, they'll just live in the wild. They'll be perfectly
fine. They just adapt.
Yep. And so if one of our pigs gets out and it's not taken care of, then our wild boar situation can go really bad really quick.
Okay. So the government is trying to regulate. Keep from what's happening yes. in Texas to happen here.
And
okay.
we would be liable. Like if one of our pigs got out.
As a farm, you would be liable.
Yeah.
Wow, that's okay.
So we have strong electric fences. And we're also pretty strict And so that's something else, like, so somebody contacted me about getting piglets, and I sent her all of her information. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping she gets back to me, but it's a lot of, we require on our end a lot of stuff.
Well, you require somebody who is legit and, you know, like, not sketchy, like, that they're going to, you know, cooperate with what the Canadian government is issuing, right? And, like, they also in return want to make sure that you're a legit thing.
Exactly. Right? So, and also as it boils down to quality, like, again, it's just like, you could get a farmer who's just like, sure, they'll be born in May, pick them up.
Right.
But we don't want to be like that. No. We want to be legit.
Yeah.
A legit company that people deal with. We want to make sure our paperwork is in order. We want to make sure we vet the people we give our animals to. Like, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And if a company didn't do that, I'd be like, wow, this is kind of sketchy. I'm probably not getting the best
pork. Yeah, you'd be questioning it.
So I'm just like, yeah, we need, you know, all of this information from you. We need to know where the pigs are going. And some people get sketched out about that. And they're like, oh, I'll just go buy from Farmer Bill down the road. And fair enough. But
at the same time, then you're like, okay.
Yeah. You obviously don't want something that
is worthwhile.
Yeah.
Or not just necessarily, like, but like.
You're doing it just to put food on your table.
Yeah.
Which, totally respect that. Mm-hmm. It's just, I'm running a more, like, I don't know, elite. I don't know, like.
Yeah.
Prestigious. How to say that.
I don't know. A higher up. Higher
a
end.
A higher end company. I just don't want to just sell stuff to whoever.
No.
And not have
you
want
to know
trail.
Who your product's going to. Yeah.
Yeah. I just, like, take pride in it.
Yeah.
And I just want to make sure that. So, you know, and we charge for premium price for wiener pigs. Like, I get it, but like, lots of stuff goes into it, so I just want to make sure that I'm
choosing good people.
And also, a lot of money goes into, even when we butcher pigs, like,
yes,
we have to get a special stamp so we can sell it and all that stuff. Like, there's just a lot of money that goes into it, so I want to make sure that we do everything properly and that when it comes down to it, people aren't like, they can't point fingers and be like, no. Oh, you didn't do it properly. Like, no, we did our best and we made sure to follow everything.
No, it's like you're covering your own butt in case something happens.
Exactly.
Hoping nothing does, but you are prepared.
Yeah.
It's like in, you know, doing chart notes for, you know, exactly. Like for work or something, or documenting.
It's insurance. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's cool. How would you rate selling pork on a scale of 1 to 10?
Honestly, it's hard
because I know you said you like the eggs the best. Like, that's your favorite.
I do like selling the eggs the best. And honestly, I love selling Christmas turkeys too.
Yeah.
I love selling everything, really. I love, like, you probably can hear my passion in my voice. I love cracking the code of, like, how to best.
Oh, yeah, like, we can hear it. Like, you just described your whole thinking process. Like, make sure you have good paper and, like, you know, like, little down to the paper. Like.
Yeah, I really love making it be the best that it can. And so I like to tailor it to each, like, animal we do.
Well, and you really love it because you're taking pride in it. Like,
yeah.
You can just hear it.
So I like selling pork, but honestly, the pork's probably the hardest sell.
Mm.
Probably because of the dollar value and because people are just not educated about the type of pork we have.
Because they eat grocery store ham.
Yeah. You're eating the wrong ham, people. But yeah, so that's probably the hardest to sell. But it, you know, the hardest to sell, but probably the most, well, it's probably not the most return. Dollar, like sheer dollar to dollar, it's probably the most return. But we spend so much money.
Right.
Like, our margins are probably the least on our pork.
Right. See that return later instead of, like, the
It's not immediate.
Where it's like, Or like the buying a Christmas turkey, here's, you know, my money immediately, right? Yeah.
Exactly. So
you're seeing it over almost a year of time, potentially, or like at least 8 months, right? Like,
yeah. So we butchered those pigs in the spring.
So
in March.
March. And we're mid-November now. Yeah. So,
and we're not even sold out yet. So,
right.
Yeah. So I don't know.
It's just different.
Maybe I don't want great pigs on 1 to 10.
No, sorry. I was just wondering.
I don't know, like a 7 or 6 maybe. I don't know. But yeah.
No, that's good. I like it. Well, that was really interesting. I enjoyed that.
All right, Emily, rate our pork, rate our ham.
Oh, well, honestly, it is. It's an 11 out of 10. I
she has
love
to
it.
Say that.
Yeah, I do. They're forcing me to say this. Help.
No,
no,
just,
but actually,
try it
like,
for yourself.
It is like you guys should try the pork. It's delicious. Like, even my family does it now. Like, yeah. Like, it's my dad's like, when we go up to the cottage, we're like, Dad, what's the menu? And he's like, we did pulled ham. And I was like, Ruhak pulled ham? And he was like, yep.
Yeah, it's good. Or the your dad likes the butt roast.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
We had actually one of your chickens
Ooh.
A little while ago at my parents' cottage. Was it a turkey? No, we did the turkey for Thanksgiving, but I thought Dad also did a chicken. Dave, yeah. You'll confirm this later. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
Shout out Debbie. I'm just kidding. That's our nickname for him.
Oh no, now everybody knows.
Everybody knows. Sorry, Dad. Love you.
All right. Well,
cool. Thank you guys so much for listening. This was a lot of fun. And if you have any questions or you want to buy pork,
yeah, hit us up on Instagram or check out our website. Yeah. It's www.ruhakfarm.ca or just Google Ruhak Farm.
Yeah, because they come up now.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, cool. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Yep. Talk to you then.
Bye.